Good morning, everyone. We'll get started. We've got some new faces here. Peter, good to see you. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Lieutenant Dana Keough of the Oakland Police Department. I'm going to provide a quick briefing, and we'll take a few questions. About 1:30 in the morning, patrolmen discovered the body of a young adult male just outside of Jack London Square. The man was struck and killed by a train. We've identified him as Sutton Chambers, age 21, from Oakland. At the moment, we don't have much information. We don't believe the train was at fault. Questions?
How is this connected to the body that was found a few days ago?
This is Oakland, Peter. You'll have to be more specific.
Seriously, Lieutenant?
Fine. Many of you are probably aware that we found the body of a young man a few days ago under similar circumstances. We have identified this man as Kevin Ocampo, age 20, also from Oakland. He was also struck and killed by a train in Oakland. Right now, we don't know if or how the two incidents are connected.
Is this a suicide or a homicide?
As I've said, Peter, we don't know if these two incidents are connected, so we can't speculate on that at the moment.
Lieutenant, Beverly Cannon, San Francisco Chronicle.
The Chronicle? You crossed the bridge for this. Welcome to the East Bay.
Can you confirm that both young men attended Roosevelt High School?
You've done your homework. And I assume invested in a reliable police scanner app. Congratulations on that. Yes, we can confirm that both of these men were graduates of Roosevelt High School in Oakland.
What's the significance of that?
We don't know if it is significant. They seem to be from Fruitvale, and a lot of kids from Fruitvale go to Roosevelt. We're talking to the school to try and find out more.
What would you say to students at Roosevelt and their parents? Are they safe at the school?
Come on, Peter. We have no evidence to suggest that it is unsafe for students or teachers at Roosevelt High School. Both of these men graduated from Roosevelt, but they were not currently attending the school.
Is this gang-related?
I'm afraid we don't know yet. And we don't want to speculate until we have all the facts.
Is the public at large in any danger?
Our guest from the Chronicle again. You worried about the good people of San Francisco being impacted by all this?
Could you answer the question, Lieutenant?
Is the public at large in any danger of being struck and killed by an oncoming train? I don't believe so.